for doing the Rambam Migeret Teman, we're up to page Kuf Yud Dalet in the Musad Aruch Kuk edition. Di'u, I want you to know. Shezoti Torat Hashem Amitit, Shenitena Lanu Al Yedei Adon Kol HaNeviim HaRishonim HaAchronim. This is Hashem's Torah. This is the true Torah of Hashem that was given to us by the master of all prophets, the earlier prophets, and the later prophets. And the truth is that every word here needs analysis. The Rambam begins by saying, "De'u, I want you to know, not to believe, I want you to know. Torat Hashem, Hashem's Torah, ha'amitit, the true one." As the Rambam is going to discuss, there are many people who, many religions, many prophets, so to speak, people who claim prophecy, and they say they have Hashem's Torah. Shenitena lanu, that was given to us through the master of all prophets, and that's a term that also needs definition. What does the Rambam mean by master of all prophets? So the Rambam elucidates in Mora Nevuchim. The Rambam says that when Moshe came to the scene, there wasn't such a concept yet that God sends one prophet to talk to other people. God spoke to Adam and told Adam what he needed to know. God spoke to Noah and told him what he needed to know. God spoke to Avram and told him what he needed to know. Yitzhak and Yaakov, the same thing. Here suddenly Hashem speaks to Moshe and says, "Go tell them I said to you." And Moshe says, "What am I going for? Who's going to believe me?" Hashem says, "Oh, they'll believe, you'll see. They'll believe you forever." And that is a new concept, that a prophet can come and tell us, "God told me to tell you." Until Moshe Rabbeinu, the concept didn't exist. So Moshe is called Adon Kol HaNeviim, master of all prophets. It's not that he owns all of them, but rather that he is the one that initiated this concept, the concept of prophecy on behalf of the masses. It is in this Torah that Hashem separated us from the world. You might say it's genetics. We don't say it's genetics, because whoever wants can join. That's why if people say we're racist, that's not fair. Anyone who wants can join. We don't say it's one race. We say the Torah is available. Whoever wants to convert may convert. Hashem says you were separated from the world with the Torah. That's what makes us unique. It's not Avram, Yitzchak, and Yaakov, because Avram is Av Hamon Goyim. Every nation has the capacity to connect to Avram. What makes us unique? What makes us unique is the Torah. Shenemar, as the verse says, Rak ba'avotecha chashak Hashem la'ava otam. Hashem desired your forefathers alone to love them. Vayivchar bezaram achayhem bachem mikol ha'amim kayom hazeh. And so Hashem chose their seed after them. Hashem chose you from all the nations, as you see today.
Have a sitter.
Saying the davening. Say it every day. Ahava rabba ahavtanu Hashem Elokeinu. Hashem, you loved us such a great love. And maintain that love. Just as you loved our forefathers, love us and give us the potential to learn Torah. Enlighten us in your Torah. Let our hearts be single in loving you. Uvanu v'achaota mikolam v'lashon. You've chosen us from all the nations, the Kiravtanu, and you brought us close to your great name. So the Torah, says the Rambam, is the pivotal point. That's what separates us from the nations. And now we have a deeper insight into why the blessing of the Torah, the original blessing on learning Torah, the blessing of Ahava Rabba, focuses so much on Ahava, on love. Because the love, the connection to Hashem, is the Torah. That's the pasuk the Rambam just quoted. Hashem desired your forefathers to love them among all the nations by giving them the Torah. It's not because we, oh, what a people, look at us. We are fit for it. Rather, it is His kindness, it is His good, that He went beyond the call of duty with us, and He imparted of His good upon us, and it all goes back to our forefathers who did such good actions in knowing Hashem v'avodato and in serving Him. Shenemar, as the verse says, Lo merubichem mikol amim chashak Hashem b'chem. It's not because you're the greatest among the nations, says Hashem. That's not why I chose you. Ki me'avat Hashem etchem u'mshumot hashva shenshma l'avotechem. It all goes back to Hashem's love and connection, the vow that Hashem made to the forefathers. And that too is reflected in Ahava Rabba. What do we say? Bavur avoteinu shebatechu v'cha. You love us. Why do you love us such a great love? Because of our forefathers. It's not us, says the Rambam. It's the connection that starts with Avraham, Yitzchak, and Yaakov. Umipnei sheyiched otanu abore b'mitzvotav u'b'chukotav, and because Hashem singled us out, giving us His commandments, His statutes, v'itbaram alateinu anzulateinu, b'chlalotav u'mishpatav, so now, suddenly, we are different than everyone else. You see the way of life we lead. You see the justice system we were given. What balance we were given. What a way of life. And Hashem says the nations are going to look at you and say, what a great nation. What a great way of life. What statutes. What justice. What righteousness. Has anyone developed a way of life that's like my Torah, says Hashem? No. The nations are going to look at you and admire you, and because of that, kin unu agoyim kulanu al datenu kin agedola. They are all jealous because we have something they don't have. We have the greatest balance, the greatest way of life in the world. And so there's a lot to be jealous, because you know, if a human being tries to fashion something, he's never going to get it right. When God gives you a formula, well, okay, He created the world. He knows what's right. And it is because we were given this way of life, because we were singled out, that's why they're jealous. And that's why their kings have been so pressured to arouse hatred and enmity towards us. The truth is, their issue isn't only with us. They really want to fight God. But He is God. Who's going to fight Him? And there hasn't been a time in world history, says the Rambam, from the time the Torah was given till today, you haven't had a time in history that the kings of the world, the pagan kings, the people who took office, the people who had power, you didn't have a situation where their thoughts were not focused on how to refute our Torah, how to overrule our religion, how to force us to renege on our faith, be it through their victories, be it through their sword, כמו המלאק וסיסרא וסנחריב ונבוכות נצר וטיטוס ואנדריאנוס והרבה כיוצא בהם. You find it in our history, be it המלאק or סיסרא, סנחריב or נבוכות נצר, טיטוס or אדריאן, and there have been so many just like them. And that's זהו הנועה האחד משני הנועים שהתכוונו בו לנצח החפץ האלוהי. So that is the one great cause for their hatred, is that they want to overcome God's desire. Hashem gave us a Torah, Hashem wanted us to lead a certain way of life, and the first cause for enmity, the first cause for fighting us, is that jealousy. And the second one we will learn Be'ezrat Hashem next time.